It's a classic.
No. This is something my baby lies in.
Oh.
You know when
a baby bed?
Well, can you push that around?
Yes. It's supposed to have rollers on it.
Well, this is something that you take outside and push down a sidewalk if there was...
Oh, it's a carriage.
Okay. And if you had a baby in a carriage, you'd say, I'm going to... What's the baby?
I'm
going to
roll the baby.
Okay. If you were talking about degrees of being grown up, you might say, Tom and Sam are fairly grown up, but John is the...
Is the baby.
Okay. And suppose it was on the other end.
But he's still young.
Well, would you ever say John is the grown-upest?
Oh, okay. Yeah. I mean, he's the largest. Is that?
Okay. Well, would you say grown-upest or most grown-up?
Most grown-up. Okay. Would be the proper way.
Well, would you say that? Or
I'd
would you
say he's the most grown-up.
Okay. A person might have a son and a...
And daughter.
And if he had a son and a daughter, he'd have a boy and a...
And girl.
And if a woman is going to have a baby, then she's...
Pregnant.
Okay. If somebody didn't want to stay pregnant, can you think of some other words they might use?
Well, the old flat way, so she's big.
Uh-huh.
But hardly ever now say they're pregnant, you know.
Okay. What do you call a woman, not a nurse, but somebody else who helps at childbirth?
Oh, midwife.
Okay. If a boy's face is similar to his father, she'd say the boy
favors
his dad.
And if his behavior is similar to his daddy, she'd say the boy
rude like his daddy.
Okay. Well, suppose it's not just rude, but you know he just behaves like him all the time.
Oh, yeah.
If he looks like him, you say he favors him. And he acts if he
like well he's similar to his daddy, is that right?
Okay. Let's see. Would you ever say he takes after him, or he's natured like him?
Well, he takes after him. That'd be.
And would that mean behavior as well?
Uh-huh. If he behaved, but if he didn't behave, that'd be the same thing. You know, if his daddy didn't behave, he'd take after him, and that singer's answered the same question, you know, I believe.
A person might say to a child, you'd better stop that. Are you going to get a...
Oh, whipping.
Okay. Now, can you think of some other words that mean pretty much the same thing?
Well, you're going to get punished.
Okay. Well, now, what's something that might be worse than a whipping?
Punish you. I don't know what's in worse.
Well, what's a word that means the same thing, but might not be as bad as a whipping?
Gonna be spanked.
Okay. Can you think of any other words that mean the same thing?
You can shut him up in the room. He'd rather have a whooping than be shut up.
Okay.
So punished, you know what?
If Bob was a lot taller at the end of the year than he'd been at the beginning, you might say, during the year, Bob what?
Has grown.
Okay. Now, if you didn't use has, what would you say?
Just say...
Bob.
Bob have grown a lot.
Okay. Let's see now. If you didn't want to put anything between Bob and the road, mm-hmm. you'd say, during the year, Bob, what, a lot?
Grown a lot.
Okay.
Grown a lot.
How do people speak of a child? What do they call him? A child whose parents aren't married. They'd say he's
an illegitimate child.
Uh-huh.
Now, they used to, a long time ago, that word wasn't, but they translated a bastard to a... They translated that into an illegitimate child.
Uh-huh.
A long time ago, we didn't know what illegitimate meant.
Uh-huh.
But now they've translated bastard into an illegitimate child.
Well, now, do you know any other words for that? Besides bastard?
Well, it's,
Anything that people might say when they were kidding? Like maybe a woods colt or something
I've heard that expressed.
Uh-huh.
It's just a little byword, you know.
Uh-huh. Well, do you know any other little bywords like that?
I don't. Not at this minute.
Okay. Sally is a loving child, but Mary is uneven.
Is a rude.
I want to use the same word. Sally is a loving child, but Mary is uneven. Would you say lovinger or more loving?
More loving than Sally.
Your sister's son would be your...
My aunt, nephew.
Okay. And a child whose parents are dead is an...
orphan.
And for that child, the court might appoint a...
A guardian. Okay. God, I know something about that. I had one.
Oh, did you?
God, yeah. I got the guardian and he got the money.
Well, you mean you had one until you were 21? Mm-hmm. Is that how it worked? Well, how old were you when your folks died?
Well, Papa died when I was 13 years old. I married when I was 15. And from 15 to 18,